Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You know that some laundry companies have tried to make it easier for us doing laundry, making it less messy. However, they've made these individual laundry pods. They look a little bit like a piece of candy. They're so, so dangerous. And we're talking about poison prevention in general today with fan favorite and pediatrician Dr. Corey Cross. So, Dr. Cross, tell us about these laundry pods and why are they so dangerous? And there's also detergent pods. I don't even like them because they don't even work that well, but they're really dangerous and poisonous.
You're right. So these pods come in two forms. They're either for your laundry, so for your actual laundry for your clothes, or for your dishwasher. So those are the two types of detergent pods that we're talking about. And the problem is that they're very concentrated. So there's a lot in that itty-bitty pod, and they're brightly colored, and they're often in just bags that have maybe a little bit of like a Ziploc kind of close. So it's very easy for children to get into them, unlike before where they had to actually unscrew the detergent and then pick it up and try to drink it. These are just, you just open it up, you pop it in your mouth, and you're obviously in big trouble. So we want to make sure that parents realize that these are dangerous and that to children, they look like food. They look like candy.
They absolutely do. And they've even got the blue swirl and the pink swirl so that they look like they're something sweetened. And so I can see how a little kid might grab one of these and put it just directly in their mouth. What happens? Do they swallow it or does it dissolve in their mouth and then they've got the poison in there?
So two different things can happen. Sometimes they just bite into it, it's in their mouth, they spit it out. Sometimes they actually swallow it. They can vomit. They can become very sleepy, and that's because the chemicals are basically altering their mental status. A lot of kids have some sort of wheezing or difficulty breathing, and sometimes they even need to be put on ventilators because they have so much swelling in their airways because of the irritants that are going down. So these things, what they're basically doing is they're causing issues with both your esophagus and the lining of your airways as you're swallowing them or as the detergent and the caustic material inside of them is going down into your lungs and your stomach. The most important thing parents can do is, so of course you want to get out whatever's in their mouth, but you do not want to make a child vomit or gag. Whatever burned going down, if you can think about it, it's going to burn equally bad coming up. So the issue isn't that they've now swallowed it and it's in their stomach. The issue is that it's burned all of that tissue going down. So you don't want to expose it twice. What you do want to do is if your child has any altered mental status or difficulty breathing, the first thing you do after you clear out their mouth is you call 911 because that's a child that needs to get to the hospital immediately. What you want to do is you want to call poison control. So you want to call 1-800-222-1222. And that's a number that people should have on the refrigerator next to their phone, programmed into their phone. You want to make sure that your babysitters have it because nobody wants to be Googling poison control to find the number. You want to know the number 1-800-222-1222. And so you want to keep that number on hand. And poison control is wonderful. They will ask you what it is that your child swallowed. You want to know about how much they weigh, kind of how much they swallowed, if you can quantify it, and what time it happened. And then when you do go to the emergency room, you want to take that product with you. You want to take not just one little pod, but you want to take, you know, the entire bag so that anybody who's working there can quickly look and see what was in there because these are all different and know what the issue might be. So you want to make sure that you don't forget that when you're running out the door.
Dr. Cross, what other ingredients and hazards around the house should we be aware of when we've got little kids, toddlers, babies that are just starting to crawl? What are some of the most dangerous poisons that maybe people don't even always think about?
Well, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, what was amazing when I was looking through data for this is that there are over 30 exposures to these pods alone a day. And so that means that not all of them are poisonous and not all of them are, you know, these horrible exposures where the kids go to the ER, but that means that people aren't baby-proofing or realizing that they need to baby-proof certain things in their home. So we all think about the things like medicines or cleaning products, and we know that these need to be locked away, kept out of reach, put up high so that kids can't get to them. But a lot of times we forget about liquid nicotine, and this is a real problem because they're not in child-resistant packaging. So we want to make sure liquid nicotine can kill toddlers very quickly. One of those little bottles can kill four toddlers. It can become toxic even if it gets on your skin, just like the transdermal patch can. So you want to make sure that some of the stuff is dangerous just if it gets on your skin. You think about even your garage, your antifreeze, your windshield wiper fluid, your pesticides. Maybe you have gasoline or kerosene in your garage. You want to make sure that you don't just baby-proof your house, but you baby-proof your garage too. And that just might be getting, you know, a little locker or a trunk that you put an actual lock on, and you put everything that's hazardous in there. And if it's, you know, something that's not too heavy, maybe you put it up on a shelf as well, so that you're really thinking there has to be two ways that the kid has to get there. They have to get it down off the shelf, and then they also have to unlock it. And that's what I do with the medicines on our house as well. I put those medicines in a locked box, and I put the locked box in a cabinet so that, you know, you have a little bit of time, because most of the time when kids are getting poisoned, it's not that nobody's home. Somebody's home, they're just not paying attention. So you just need that little extra time to be like, where's my kid? I don't hear them. Are they into something bad? And sometimes we let our guard down when we have guests over, or maybe when we're visiting other people's homes, we're not paying as much attention. So you really want to make sure that you're being proactive, you're being vigilant, and that you're being prepared, that you've baby-proofed.
Well, so I want to add in two quick things, Dr. Cross. Also with pets, I know this is the Healthy Children Show, but if your garage, as you speak about the garage, if oil spills, if antifreeze spills, make sure you don't let your pets in there. If you spill Mr. Clean or cleaning liquids, right away your pet's going to go and start licking that stuff up. So that is just as poisonous for pets as well as children. And I think, Dr. Cross, that the days of medicine cabinets are kind of going away, because not only can the little kids get in, but the teenagers can get in, your kids' friends can get in, and they can OD on something you had in your medicine cabinet.
That's absolutely true. I mean, here we're talking about unintentional poisoning and ingestion, but as you think about teenagers, sometimes it's amazing the things that they will intentionally take, not realizing the consequences. And so, yeah, you really do want to think about what type of medicines you have. Maybe you have some leftover medicines that you don't need anymore. Maybe you were given something for a surgery. You had some very strong painkillers, and you're through that time period. You don't need them anymore. Lots of people like to hold on to their medications. What I say is, if you're not using it, if you don't need it, then you can bring it to the pharmacy and ask them how to get rid of it. We don't want to just throw it down our toilet or throw it out. There are ways to get rid of it. A lot of times they'll give you a little package, and you can send it to, I think that they give it overseas to people who don't have medication.
Why don't we want to flush it down the toilet?
It gets into your water supply.
Oh, that's a good point. I wouldn't have even thought about that because I know that I did that. Now, I guess I wouldn't have thought about that, but my aunt had some extra OxyContin, and my kids were very small, and I didn't want them to get into it, so I dumped it down the toilet.
I don't think it's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's getting rid of it, so you don't have it really around the house. So we just have a minute left, Dr. Cross. So wrap up poison prevention and your best advice for what you want people to do if they think their child has been poisoned.
So if you think your child has been poisoned, the most important thing you can do is get them help. So you want to think about calling 911 if they seem to be in acute distress, and making sure that you have all the information you need, what they swallowed, what the ingredients were, how much they weigh, what time you think it happened. And then you also want to make sure that you always have the number for poison control. These people at poison control are very intelligent. They have a lot of great information. And if you're ever even nervous your child ate a flower, maybe they picked a berry, anything you want to know like that, they are wonderful there. And the number is 1-800-222-1222. And they can help you. They can tell you what to do. But for the most part, we do not use syrup of ipecac anymore. We do not make children vomit. So don't have that be your first response.
Don't have that be your first response. And the number is 1-800-222-1222. That's the American Association of Poison Control Centers. They can help you, give you advice, and direct you to your local hospital. They have all of the numbers and all the information. 1-800-222-1222. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. Stay well.